Thank you so much for calling Glorify. This is Fernando. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Gerald Larson, and I keep getting emails from you guys. Is this the Intoxlock I reached, right?
Yeah, this is actually Restorify, part of the Intoxlock family. And what we're doing is doing expungements on DWI, making that information available to the public. We recently launched a new program where you can check for eligibility. It's 100% free. And all we're asking for is for your email address so we can do that pre-screening or eligibility process. After 24 to 48 hours, you will receive an answer if you're eligible to start the process with us. And if you are, you just go direct to our website to do the expungement request, and it has a cost of $99 instead of $1,000 if you're getting on the tourney to make that info available to the public.
Okay, I got a couple questions. Number one, when I dealt with Intoxlock, they were the worst company possible. I got locked out of my vehicle. They overcharged me. I know several other people that got it removed. Two, my incident was like over 10 years ago. That's probably already been in the public in courts and stuff. So what does paying $100 do benefit me at all at this point?
Let's say that you have a new job opportunity, or if you're in can you hear me?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. So let's say that you have a new job opportunity, or you have a, or you're in the process to get a new house, or any other type of process where they check your record, that people won't be able to see that information about you. So it won't affect any process that you may have in the future, or any process that you currently have.
Okay, so getting a house, if you get a DWI, getting a house is difficult. I've never heard of that in my life. Usually if you have the money and the credit, they don't really care.
Yes, actually, yes. That will interfere, right? And depending about the people who's selling the house, and if they are, willing to sell that, that house to a person who had this type of record, you know, some people, they don't like to have these type of interactions, right, with people who had bad or negative incidents in the past. It's different type of profiles of people, right, who are selling houses. But, yes, that will interfere also in case you want a credit or you want something with the bank. If you're not, that will make you not eligible for you to get it.
Okay, I guess I've bought in two properties, and I've never had that issue brought up. That was nothing. I guess it wasn't even a thought, is what I'm saying.
Was that after the?
I guess.
Was that after 3 years you got the last DUI?
3 years. Guys are mistaken. No. Yeah.
Let me just go ahead and recreate my question. Now, what I'm trying to say is that did you get your house when you recently had the DUI, or that was after or before?
There was actually two houses. One was actually during my DWI when I got in trouble for that, and one was after that. There was never, not ever, was there a question about a DWI that I guess they kind of a mute point of why they, it's like asking I don't know. It was just a question that did not pertain whatsoever to buying any house or credit. I've never had any problems, I guess, with that. So that's what I've been kind of baffling, is what that would have to do as far as your credit score and everything else. I could be mistaken, but nobody in our neck of the woods has ever brought that issue up.
Remember that this is a misdemeanor incident, right? That some people, they don't like, in common words, they don't care about what happened, right? They just want to sell the place or the house. But yeah,
correct.
That for some people that actually, I mean, thank God you did not have any problem with that. But for some people, they don't trust on people who had this type of inconvenience or incident in the past, or who were a person who was involved in driving. That person might not be eligible for credits or things like that, so they don't start any process to get a house. You know, what I'm just trying to say is that, let's say that I'm selling a new house and I check your record, and because I saw that you had a DUI before, you might be not eligible to get a credit with the bank, right? So that's why I don't, you're not that profile that maybe I've been looking for to sell my house to. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, yeah. No, I guess that's just news to me. I guess I've never heard of it before. It's probably true. Who knows? You know, the way it sounds, you know, it is true. I guess we've never ran into that problem. I was just wondering with the ToxLock. I guess I had a lot of problems with them.
Yeah.
They locked me out a couple of different times, and I won't get long-winded or nothing, but or I'll try not to.
Yeah.
It was some medication I was taking at the time, and I guess what I told him, I said, it's pretty stupid if you have a blow box and a camera in your vehicle, and you decide to drink.
Yeah.
I might as well call the sheriff and tell him that, hey, I got a case of beer, I'm going to get drunk as hell, you know, chase me down. Yeah. I said, it makes no sense. It locked me out even when I wasn't in the vehicle. Yeah, well, they had locked me out in the vehicle, and, of course, that part went against me. I wasn't even in there. They checked the cameras. I go, there's nobody in the truck. Well, maybe somebody tried stealing it. Well, what the hell does that got to do with me? I mean, I think common sense. Well, common sense kind of prevails on that point. If I'm not in the truck and somebody tried stealing my truck, I don't care if they're drunk, whatever. What the fuck that has to do with me?
That's a totally different person, right?
There was nobody there, and the guy who actually installed the box said, you know what it was, and because they're still the outdated old boxes, he said the medication ran down inside there, and he goes, it tripped it. And when they checked the cameras, they said, if I'm not in the vehicle, I didn't commit a crime.
Yeah,
I'm not in there. There's no. It went off by itself. They still charged me, and then he did it again. And they said, well, there's nothing we can do about it. And it also extended my time out an extra 6 months, which I was at that time was paying $100 a month. So that was an additional $600 for their mess up. And they were arrogant enough to say, well, without us, you can't drive. Well, that don't mean you can screw me over either.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, come on now. I mean, I paid my stuff. I got one, and it was a mistake. I felt horrible. But I was paying my dues, doing the right steps, and they throw that crap in there. And that was quite some time ago. I was just curious about it.
And you're not the first person who, how the incident happened to you. Because you're not the first one telling me about something that it did not supposed to be like it really happens, right? So, yeah, I completely understand. Like I said before, I've been able to, you know, listen to stories of other people who were not even drunk, or they were not, even in the car, and they still got the DUI, right? Because of the his perspective is a totally different view, right? They don't see the whole picture of the situation, right? And then you just get that device, right, with no reason, right, with not an accepted reason, right? So, yeah, like I said before, it's about the experience that you had, and you were not even the person in the car, and it's kind of crazy. I completely understand. Something happened to one of my friends who was exactly like that, like you just said it, but it's kind of complicated, right, to resolve the situation when it's your war over the war of the two police officers, right?
I'm sorry, what was that? Hello.
Hello. What I'm trying to say, yeah, it's kind of hard, right? Whenever you have when they don't see the whole picture of the situation that you went through, right?
Well, the deal was that my son was born, and at that point, I already had the blow box in there. Mm-hmm. My son was born. I was taking care of him, and I said, "So you're telling me you're locking me out?" I said, "Check your camera." Well, there's nobody on there. And I said, "Then how can you?" And I said, "Number one, why?" With a goddamn blow box and a camera, which is going to see that you're drunk. The blow box is going to tell that you're drunk. I said, why would you start that particular vehicle? I said, two, there's nobody in the truck. And, yep, we're going to lock you out. You can't drive. And for work, I needed it. And I said, you're kidding me. There's nobody in the vehicle. And then she is arrogant. Well, maybe somebody tried stealing it. Well, if somebody else is in under the influence.
Yes.
Try stealing my stuff. How am I paying that money? And that has happened to my friends too. That there was a guy that, my buddy of mine who moved away here, that he had his box removed. He said, I cannot do it. He lost his job over it because they locked the box out and the box went to crap.
Uh-huh.
I hate to tell them, but boxes are outdated. I mean, when you look at them, they're old boxy 80s looking stuff. There's issues with them, you know, and I was not impressed. I said, I'm paying a lot of extra money. We're not rich. That hurt. And especially the second one, they said I didn't shut my vehicle off. I said, well, I sure did. I drive a Chevy pickup. I said, is it possible in the switch? I mean, I'm a mechanic. I said, maybe the switch is drawing some power or something. I said, as you can see again, there's nobody in the vehicle. And I go, the vehicle, I wouldn't leave it running knowing I'm going to get in trouble. And it was just like these little excuses came up from time to time with stuff. And yeah, they held me back. They overcharged me. It was horrible.
I understand.
It was absolute horrible. It was not a deal.
Did they check the video? Did they check the video and they were able to see that there was nobody there in the car?
They said that because at that time on the back of the box, it said, do not disconnect. Under judge's orders, this and that, okay? Well, I had CDEP at the window. And it was after a couple of days, it was cold. It was like 30, 40 below, whatever, with the wind. It was colder than heck. Had a hard time starting it. Finally got it after blowing in it because I went back out to my shop. Some guys were watching it while I was in the hospital. So anyway, I got it going. And I explained all this to him. And I said, I wish I could bring the box. And he said, well, you can. I said, well, it says right on it, don't disconnect it, otherwise you get violated. Well, that law changed. I said, did you send a letter? Well, that's not our responsibility. I said, you make how much money off people every month, and you're telling me to write up a letter stating that you can take the equipment in and out due to the weather in Minnesota being as cold as it is, actually all around the country. I mean, in the middle of February, everybody gets cold.
Yeah.
I said, you think that's your responsibility? I said, I'm a business owner. I know what my responsibilities are or not, and I think sending a letter out ain't bad. So I said, now this box is froze. You're telling me that I didn't shut the vehicle off. I had a hell of a time trying to start it. I said, I'm willing to guess something with the weather is affecting this thing because, again, you looked at the camera, and there's nobody in the truck. I said, so it's possible. I said, I could put a new switch in. I go, maybe I've got a power draw or something. It's an older, obviously a 70 classic truck.
Yeah.
Maybe something is up, but I wouldn't let it just, knowing that I have to blow in it, I wouldn't let it run. I said, can you give me the benefit of the doubt that I'm not stupid?
Yeah.
They weren't willing to work with me. They extended it out an extra 6 months, which by the time you add up all the cost of everything, that cost me something. And then the truck on the side of the road, it was 37 degrees out. I called and I said, I can't get this thing to work. Well, it's kind of cold. I said, you're telling me when it's 40 below, and like the situation I just told you, I explained to them, I said, they're telling me, no, the cold had nothing to do with it. You just let the truck run. I said, no, I parked it at my shop. I said, but when it's 37 degrees out, oh, the cold has an issue. So 40 below is fine, but 37 degrees will trigger it. I said, can you explain that? They had no time of day for me. They were nothing but rude. Uh-huh. I said, I'm paying for this. I'm just, why? I said, I'm just asking why. And the proof is in the pudding. I said, obviously on camera, there's nobody there on both situations. I said, so what's the deal? And the one lady got absolutely disturbed at me, screaming at me, yelling at me. I said, I have a trailer on the back with a customer's truck. I'm stuck on the side of the highway. I looked in the camera. I said, look, I'm blowing. Blah, 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 blah. Look, it's faulty. I go, I don't know. Can you send somebody out? Do I take this thing off? Head over to Marshall, who is my friend who did the install. I said, maybe I can exchange boxes. They yelled at me like I was the stupidest person on earth. I'm like, what did I do wrong besides pay you for a service that sucks? And I'd be calm and just trying to get the situation resolved.
I understand. There is a wide variety of cases, right, that we see and check every day. It's actually about how the situation and how the facts, right, or where the more, I'm sorry, how yeah. the facts were that important, right, at the moment to show the proofs and what was relevant or what was not relevant, irrelevant, right, to move forward yeah. with the positive resolution for you. I completely understand it. Like I said before, right, sir, you're not the first one who went through this type of situations where there were, it wasn't fair for you to receive or have that answer from you know, from the company about the device. But that's usually what happens, right? It's about the perspective that they have and the perspective that you have against what really happens, right?
Right, right. And I can understand that people call it and they're full of crap or whatever, but I told them, I said, let's put that aside. Not all of us are bad. Like, a Dewey's not a good thing. You know, I mean, don't do that. You can feel, you know, okay, so you're feeling the guilt, all that stuff, la-di-da-di-da, right? But I said, and I know people probably call and are full of shit. I said, maybe some idiot says, oh, I'm going to drink a fucking fifth of Jack and then I'm going to blow into this box. Well, you're stupid. I'm sorry, but I call it the way it is. You're dumb. I mean, what the hell are you doing? You're on, you know, what the shit?
And what
so
kind
I said,
of
those
you
people,
have,
you probably...
Do you have a mechanic shop or something like that involves cars or what?
I do, yes. Yep, and with my classic truck, I got a trailer and we have to pick up a customer's, like, small engine or car or some maybe junk cars or whatever. Yeah, so it was crucial that I needed it. And I'm like, I screwed up. I know that. But now with this stuff installed, obviously I'm not gonna. And anything legit I had to say that they, nope. Basically that one lady said, screw you. You need us so you can drive. And that's the way it is. I said, that's bullshit. I know you're providing a service and getting people back on the road, but you can't just pull something out of your ass and just say, well, you know, the thing went off at 2 a.m. Right? Was there anybody in the truck? Well, no. But, pardon me. Yeah, but we're going to fine you anyway. Well, yeah. If I'm not in the vehicle, that's a clear case of common sense is what that boils down to say, well, something happened. And when the guy called, because I brought the vehicle, they allowed me to move it or some crap like that. But anyway, I brought it to Steve and Marshall. He looked and he goes, yeah, they did some kind of test, whatever. He goes, you're taking medication from the doctor. I said, yes, that's true. He said, it's inside the box. He called the company and said, we found it. It built up in the tube. It ran down inside there. And he said, it set it off. And they still weren't willing to work with me on it. So that was fun.
Yeah, saying that in the hypothetical situation, right, that somebody came into your car and just because they want to make a bad joke, right, blow into the device and it wasn't you, that's something that also could happen, right?
As far as like a friend of mine or something, like trying to mess with me, blowing it, whatever, absolutely not, because I know I'd probably knock them out. Like, that's something that we don't do. I mean, you don't piss around with that. If it was somebody trying to steal my vehicle, that doesn't fall on me. Yeah, that don't fall on me whatsoever. If somebody's drunk and walks by and says, I'm going to steal this truck, how in the world, when I'm at home taking care of a newborn, does that have anything to do with me? And then to back that up, because they hear excuses, I said, well, look in the vehicle. Is there somebody trying to steal? Let's get a picture. Like, let's see who the hell this is. Small town. We'll try to find you. No, they wouldn't produce shit.
Yeah,
that was a lacking in common sense is what that was.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, it with all due respect, it usually happens to a lot of people, this type of situation. Sometimes they don't have it's not their fault. Sometimes they just got into their car to take something out, but they just need to get into the car because it's like you said, it's cold outside or it's too hot outside and they need to use their air conditioner to feel better, right? And some people is just drinking outside and they just need to get into the car because it's kind of hot and they just start the engine and they blow. Sometimes that happens too, but you know, they go direct to the device history, right? And if you blow it and you were You had a couple of beers and that's it. I had a friend actually who had that type of situation. He went to the lake and he was drinking, right? But it was kind of hot and he didn't feel good. So he got into his car and he turned the engine on. And, you know, in order for you to do that, right, you have to blow. So
right.
He did, and he got in trouble, right? And that's why he got the device for around 3-4 years just because of that. He wasn't even driving, but, you know, they just go there. Like I said before, right, I'm repeating myself a lot, but they just go direct to the history, to the device history. They check what happened, and they see that it was a high number there. That's it.
No, right. And in that case, if he blew into it, then the camera would turn on and see him there. You know, in my case, there was nobody in the vehicle. And she, like, stuttered. She's like, well,
was,
yeah.
Was,
and I said,
that's,
so.
That's the crazy thing about your story, right? That there was nobody there.
Yeah. Right. And it was right out in front of my house. And I said, so. Then she brought up, like I said, I apologize. I kind of repeat a little bit. But like I told her, I said, okay, so if you're telling me that somebody walked by, middle of the night, they're drinking, they want to steal a car. So, let's get a picture of them. Like, so then they obviously, oh, there's a blow box here, I'm drunk, I'm going to steal this vehicle. Well, no, you're not, because the vehicle isn't going to start. It's going to reject you. So I go, how about we take a picture of that person? I go, ready, set, go. Show me the picture. Well, there's nobody in there. I said, right, it must be a ghost. I go, so if there's nobody in the vehicle, either me or somebody trying to steal it, there's nobody there, how can you convict me? I said, how stupid would I be to do that? You know, and I said, if somebody's there, please send a picture, because like I said, a small town, maybe I'll notice the hat they're wearing or a face or whatever. Let's nail them. I go, but I would not do that. If I was that desperate to drink and drive, I'd have to go get a different vehicle. I'm not saying that I'd do that, but I mean, common sense would say, I mean, if you're that desperate that you want to drink and drive, I guess, and your one vehicle has a box,
yeah,
well, either get a ride from somebody or get a different vehicle. I mean, and the point of it all is, I said, none of this adds up at all. I go, come on, man, this is common sense. Then the guy calls and says the medication, they didn't even believe him. So, and I know, I hear bullshit from people every day, and you look at them, you're like, what in the world? So I said, I get it. But the thing is, if you can back it up, that's your proof. Because anybody can tell you what they want, you know. But I backed it up. Nope, you're still down. I'm like, what the hell is what? And I have a newborn child. I mean, if I need to get somewhere, I have to have my vehicle. Oh, this is a real, real problem. So, yeah, that was like $75. Yeah.
No, but it's kind of crazy because at the end of the day, they did not were not able to show you the proofs that somebody was there, right? So they were
absolutely
able to,
not right.
Yeah, that's actually the main reason why they're not supposed to proceed, right, with your to convict you, right, about it. So because they did not have the proofs that somebody was there or somebody was trying to steal your vehicle or something like that. So since that point, right, that you're supposed to, you know, put a lawyer and, you know, let them know, right, that you know what you were doing and stop the problem, right? Yeah.
Right. And that's the whole thing with the camera. I go, the camera won't lie. Either somebody was there or it's not. And they didn't have much to say. I said, so nobody's in the truck. So I go, how can I do this? Well, it's already in the system. You know, well, it's too late. I said, bullshit. If you can put it in the system, you can take it out too. I go, there is a upper person or whoever, there is a way. We sent a man to the moon. Okay. Whether people believe it or not, I mean, the technology there, I really don't think it's hard to say, you know what, this situation's kind of goofy. There is nobody on there. We can take this off and let you go, okay, yeah, you're not full of shit. You weren't trying to drive, whatever. Nope, they were not willing to work with me at all. Nothing. Nope, it's already in there. It's too bad. Pay $75 by this date in order for you to be able to drive. Then plus the second time when it happened for that 6 months. So that was $675 at least. You know, I mean, overall that was actually overcharged. So, yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
I guess what do you, you know.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing all that with me. Yeah, I've been listening into a lot of stories, and like I said before, you're not the first person that got involved with a situation that it was just common sense, right? But they did not see more than the line. So, yeah, but that's what we're here, right? We're just here to help you in case you want to make that info available. Like I said before, we recently launched this program, which is 100% free. This will help you just to, for any type of process where the other people need to check your record, this information about you won't appear, and that's basically what we're doing. If you're interested, we'll be here for you to for us to help you with that. And
sure.
But like you said, right, you never had any situation or any issue before getting your houses or doing something different, right? You always had positive results. So I'm pretty sure that in this case,
yep,
you would need it, right? But we're always here for you if you want to do something about it.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, I got your number here. I'll reach out if I think if I change my mind. So
it was great to talk to you. Thank you so much for giving me a great day, okay?
Yeah, sounds good, man. Yep. You have a good one.
You have a great day. Bye-bye.